Hello, Diary. Today has been a very up and down day. Started off well enough. Woke up early and got to spend time with my family, which was amazing. I seriously think that I put a lot of value, I don't think, but I put a lot of value in family and spending quality time with them. That's important to me. So that was great. And we went out for lunch and it was a blast. We've laughed and joked about so many things. I swear I love coming home. I do. Later on in the afternoon, I started getting some, I won't go into it much, some thoughts in my head. I wanted to sleep it off. So I did, I think. I kind of fell into probably only slept for about 10-15 minutes. Just to kind of, take my mind off things, maybe. I woke up still in that same weird kind of numb feeling. I didn't feel like myself. Almost detached from myself. Very strange. It was like almost this, it's like a switch, like just kind of flipped. I was feeling very odd and alone, even though I wasn't. After a big lunch like that, my family had kind of, gone to their separate rooms, me in my own room, my parents and my siblings in another room. And so being alone, I do like my solitude at times, but this time it felt very scary to be alone. And I didn't know what to do. I was laying here doing absolutely nothing, staring at my ceiling for like what felt like years were passing by, and I think I almost had a panic attack because I was feeling the typical symptoms that I feel. It was like this weight on my chest, and I was hyperventilating, palpitations. I don't usually like sweat or anything. It's those really intense feelings. It wasn't very intense, but I felt like I was in this perpetual state of almost panic, but like just barely, barely there. And it was almost alienating to be in that state. I tried to go back to sleep after that. It was hard. I desperately wanted to reach out to people, but I feel like that this is where I don't know what to call it, but where I feel like, as much as I want to reach out to others, and I know that it is important, and I would always urge people to reach out to others when they feel this way or feel any, I don't do that. I feel like, I don't know, although I would never tell anyone that they are a burden on me or to other people, I feel that way. It's kind of hypocritical, but it's just reality, I guess. I was feeling that way. I was like, maybe I should talk about this. Maybe I should speak up. Or just vent to, find someone. If I didn't want to, quote unquote, bother anyone around me, there are people out there that would gladly listen, right? Which is partially why I made this audio. When I was feeling that way, I felt like I physically just could not bring myself to tell people how I was feeling. Very strange. It's hard for me to reach out. I do reach out. It's almost always after the fact. I have a hard time when I'm kind of in that panicked, weird, erratic. I won't even say erratic. It's like my mind is like running at a million miles per hour, and I'm just laying still. And I'm going through all these thoughts of how it's kind of, it's, you know, it's a little heavy. Won't go into it all, but it's just like, you know, people don't care about you. You know, why do you even bother? And I know it's not true. I know I have people that care about me, but it's just this weird battle in my mind that I have constantly. Anyway, it was a very scary kind of moment for me. Happens every so often, and I always cope with it the same way. I just let it go. Not let it go, I just ride along with it, I guess. I'm not really sure why I decided to make an audio about this, because it's very personal. I probably should. I don't know if this is the medium that I want to express these thoughts, but it's in stark contrast to the not safe for work posts that I make on here, and I think my audios are becoming a little bit more personal, especially as I deal with these things, as they become more apparent in my life, where it's impeding the certain things that I want to do, which is why I've been on and off kind of posting. Changing up what I do allows me to redirect my my focus a little bit. It helps. It helps me. That's why I do it. And I love doing it. I do love showing myself off. I might not be the most amazing looking person, but I do feel a sense of pride in what I do. So I like doing that. Anyway, I think that's it. This has been a long audio. And I pity the person who listens to it all the way through. But I think that's a little more insight, way more insight than anyone has ever asked on my profile, I think. But it's what I've been dealing with, at least today. Tonight has been extremely rough, and I've just kept it to myself. I felt like I even owed it to myself to just talk about it to no one in particular, mostly for myself. So at least I can have peace of mind that even if one person listens to this audio, you know, I'd be so grateful, at least to know. I mean, I can tell by the numbers of listens, but, you know, especially when it's something as deep as this, people obviously don't respond as much as they do to my not safe for work audios. But this is my diary, and I do this mostly for me, so that's why. That's why the shift of tone, I suppose. Anyway, I'm rambling again. We'll cut it short here, and we'll see. Maybe my next audio diary will be a little lighter. And I forgot to say the time. It's 9 minutes or 10 minutes now past midnight. Should probably get some sleep. I already know it's gonna be very difficult. But we'll see how it goes. Good night.